The noise is wrong. You know it the second you step outside. No rustle, no warning calls, just still air and the smell of feed sitting untouched. You move faster than you should. You already know something got through. There is a body by the fence line, or maybe just feathers, maybe blood pressed into the dirt and dragged toward the brush. It does not matter which predator did it yet. What matters is that it came close, tested you, and learned something. Coyotes do not rush. They watch. Raccoons work hands in patience. Dogs kill without hunger. Foxes return to what worked. In the Caribbean, mongoose strike in daylight and vanish before you react. Different animals, same result, loss. This is not about panic or revenge. This is about control. If you misread the sign, tonight gets worse. If you overreact, you teach the predator your habits. Every choice you make from this moment either tightens the perimeter or opens it wider. You are already on the clock. Chapter 1. Reading the kill before it happens. You notice the silence first. It is not dramatic. It is wrong in a quiet way that pulls your attention before your eyes catch up. Animals that should be moving are still. Feed that should be disturbed sits clean. The ground near the enclosure looks pressed instead of torn. You do not rush yet. You stop and read. Predator management starts before the loss is complete. It starts with pattern recognition. If you treat every attack as the same, you will fail. The goal is not to react fast. The goal is to identify correctly. You walk the perimeter slowly, not searching, reading. The ground tells you more than the body ever will. Drag marks mean confidence. Scattered remains mean panic or interruption. A clean kill with missing head or organs points one way. A body left untouched points another. You do not guess. You compare. Predators fall into behavior categories. Species names matter less than how they hunt. Opportunists take what is easy and move on. Specialists test defenses until they break them. Knowing which you are dealing with determines what comes next. Coyotes are specialists. They do not rush fences. They do not charge light. They probe. One night they circle. Another night they press a corner. They watch your response. If nothing changes, they return. Coyotes almost never make the first kill by accident. They earn it through patience. Raccoons are opportunists with skill. They are not fast, but they are persistent. They target eggs, feed, and young stock. They defeat weak latches and soft wire. They leave hand-shaped sign and scattered shells. They work quietly and return to the same entry point until stopped. Feral and roaming dogs are chaos predators. They kill without feeding. You will see multiple injuries, torn flesh, and bodies left behind. Dogs do not test systems. They crash them. Their pressure comes from repetition and human negligence, not instinct. Foxes work edges. They follow tree lines, fence shadows, and drainage paths. They take small animals cleanly and carry them off. If they succeed once, they return to the same route. Foxes do not improvise often. They repeat what works. In the Caribbean, mongoose operate differently. They hunt in daylight. They move fast and low. They target young stock, eggs, and anything unsecured during active hours. Their sign is subtle. Quick strikes, minimal disturbance. If you assume night-only threats, you miss them entirely. You kneel near the ground and look at tracks. Not one track, a sequence. Distance between prints tells speed and confidence. Dig marks tell intention. Shallow scrapes near a fence suggest testing. Deep digging under a corner suggests commitment. Scat placement tells timing. Fresh scat near an entry point means the predator felt safe enough to pause. You check bite placement. Neck bites with precision suggest experience. Random bites suggest panic or inexperience. Clean removal of heads or organs suggests a predator that knows exactly what it wants. Torn carcasses suggest interruption or surplus killing. You look at drag distance. Short drags mean risk. Long drags into cover mean control. You follow the path with your eyes, not your feet. You note where cover thickens. You note where visibility drops. Predators choose routes that limit exposure. Time matters. Night attacks often happen in windows, just after dusk, just before dawn, midnight when human activity drops. Daylight attacks mean different pressure. Mongoose and dogs do not wait for darkness. Coyotes prefer low activity hours. Raccoons work deep night and early morning. You review your own routine honestly. Did you feed at the same time every day? Did you leave the same light on? Did you use the same gate? Predators learn patterns faster than you think. Consistency invites pressure. Environmental factors amplify risk. Drought pushes predators toward water and livestock. Construction nearby displaces animals into your land. Breeding seasons increase boldness. Hunger lowers caution. You cannot control these factors, but you must account for them. Most people fail at this stage. They jump straight to fixes. New lights, new fence panels, noise devices, dogs. Without identification, these fixes teach predators how you react. A coyote that triggers a light and sees no follow-through learns the light means nothing. A raccoon that defeats one latch will defeat the next similar one. You resist the urge to clean up immediately. Evidence fades fast. You take mental inventory, entry point, exit path, time window, target choice. All of it matters. You also look for near misses, bent wire without breach, scratches on posts, feed disturbed but not taken. These are tests. The predator has not committed yet. That is your warning window. You note human mistakes that invite repeat attacks, open feed left overnight, broken hardware not repaired, overgrown brush against fencing, animals left outside during routine changes. Every one of these lowers the cost of entry. You do not assign blame, you assign correction. Emotion clouds judgment. Control requires distance. By the time you stand back up, you should know what category you are facing. Not perfectly. Enough to decide whether tonight brings a second attempt. If you misidentify now, everything that follows weakens. The wrong defense wastes time. The wrong response escalates pressure. Predators adapt faster than systems built in panic. You take one last look at the perimeter. Somewhere, a weakness was tested. Somewhere, a lesson was learned. The only question left is whether you learned it too. Chapter 2. Building pressure without escalation. You do not start by adding more traps or spikes. You start by thinking in layers. Predator management is never a single fix. One fence, one light, or one noise device will fail. You must combine approaches, each covering the gaps of the others. The first layer is the perimeter itself. Check it. Every post, every wire, every corner. Nothing can move through because of a single weak point. A predator finds it instantly. Height and depth are simple math. Coyotes can jump. Foxes can scale shorter fences if there is footing. Dogs can charge through low wire. Mongoose will slip under small gaps. Dig-resistant materials are not optional. They are survival. Post spacing matters. Weak corner posts fail first. Gates are the most common failure point. Latch mechanics alone will not stop a raccoon. You need redundancy. Pressure does not mean punishment. It means disruption. Lights and sounds are not deterrents if they are predictable. Motion-activated lights become signals after one or two nights. Sounds must rotate, randomize, and mimic risk. You think like the predator. If they can identify patterns in your defense, you have lost before the attack. Guard animals can work, but only with limits. Dogs are more than companions. They are a living deterrent. They patrol, scent, and respond, but they get bored. They fail when routines are predictable. Chickens, llamas, and donkeys offer intimidation, but they cannot replace layered fencing. Every animal has blind spots. You must cover them. Night management is critical. Predators exploit human absence. Lights, motion, and patrols must coincide with high-risk windows. Dawn and dusk are prime times for coyotes. Midnight is raccoon territory. Daylight is mongoose territory. If you fail to adjust to these time windows, your system fails. Human presence cannot be constant, but it must be unpredictable. Habitat pressure is next. Predators love cover. Brush, tall grass, stacked lumber, and hidden water create pathways and staging areas. Remove it or move it. Trim lines of sight along fences. Keep high-value targets away from edges. Water stations should be away from pens or livestock. Anything that makes a predator feel safe is a weakness. Species-specific adjustments matter. Coyotes respect disruption more than fear. A fence that shifts and a light that rotates will teach them caution. Raccoons defeat weak hardware and soft wire. Replacing one broken latch is pointless if the next is identical. Dogs require boundary clarity. You must enforce rules consistently or they will exploit gaps. Mongoose need daytime counterpressure. Even a small human presence in the right place at the right time shifts their behavior. Foxes will avoid exposed routes once altered. They are predictable if you know the edges. Warning signs are subtle: scratches on posts, disturbed feed, bent fencing, tracks that show confidence, scents left in repeated locations. Each sign tells you how pressure is working or failing. If you ignore it, the predator adapts. If you overreact, you teach them your limits. Timing and response must be precise. Rotation is essential. Lights, patrols, noise devices, and guard animal paths cannot be the same each night. Change them. Predators observe, they remember. Even small routines create patterns. Coyotes test and retreat based on observation. Raccoons retry after minor success. Dogs exploit complacency. Mongoose and foxes watch long enough to map behavior. If your system is static, it is broken before it starts. Redundancy is more than multiple fences. It is overlapping sensory and physical systems. Feed storage must be secure inside a locked, reinforced structure. Nesting areas must be protected with hardware cloth. Gates need double verification. High-risk areas require layered lighting and visibility. Patrol routes must cross-check. Nothing is optional. You also anticipate failures. Every layer can fail. Posts bend, latches loosen, lights die, guard animals get distracted. You must inspect daily and repair immediately. Predator pressure exploits maintenance gaps faster than attack windows. Ignoring this is as lethal as leaving a fence open. Communication matters, even if only to yourself. Record all breaches, near misses, and anomalies. Map them. Note timing. Note target selection. Note what worked and what failed. Patterns emerge over days, weeks, months. Knowledge is a weapon. Without it, you fight blind. You do not assume predator behavior is static. Coyotes learn, raccoons learn, dogs adapt to boundaries, mongoose exploit timing shifts, foxes return to successful routes. You adapt faster. Your decisions must be deliberate, cold, and consistent. Panic or overreaction invites failure. Human error is the constant threat. Routine feeding schedules, predictable presence, or leaving openings creates soft targets. Every adjustment you make must anticipate the predator's next move. If you reinforce one weak spot but leave another exposed, you train them to bypass the reinforced area entirely. You think three steps ahead. Night lighting is one of the simplest tools misused. Motion-activated lights must be unpredictable. Static floodlights signal nothing. Lights should change zones, angles, and timing. Shadows matter. Predators exploit blind spots. Rotate devices. Observe how shadows shift over fences. Even subtle gaps are tested relentlessly. Sound deterrents work the same way. Human voices, recorded predator calls, and alarms only work if rotation is constant. Predictable sounds are ignored. Silence after activation is not punishment. It is an invitation. Pressure requires persistence and variety. Patrols are essential, but you cannot walk the same path every night. Coyotes watch for humans. They test timing. They retreat from inconsistency. Dogs require reinforcement, not presence. They follow, respond, and retreat based on clear rules. Raccoons will avoid patrols temporarily, then test the same weak point the next night. Your movement is a calculated variable. Habitat control continues alongside physical measures. Remove brush. Reconfigure fencing near hiding spots. Place obstacles that channel predators into monitored zones. Water and food sources must not become lure points. Predators are opportunists. If your environment signals opportunity, your system is broken. Pressure is not punishment, it is management. You do not need to injure, you do not need to chase, you need to shift behavior. Each predator is different, but all respond to consistent, layered, unpredictable pressure. Fail in timing, rotation, or redundancy, and you fail the system. Inspection and repair are daily. Nightly failures reveal weaknesses. Immediate correction prevents reinforcement of predator behavior. Each broken latch, bent post, or unrotated light is a lesson taught to the predator at your expense. Finally, record everything. Map breaches, note times, categorize predator behavior, track adjustments. Patterns will emerge. Without this, your efforts are reactive and incomplete. With it, you anticipate, shift, and control. By the end of a week, you should know which layers are holding, which gaps exist, which predators are testing harder than expected. Your system will either stabilize or reveal its failures. And if failures appear, you know exactly where, why, and how to respond without escalating into chaos. Control is not about violence. It is about pressure. Layered, deliberate, constantly adjusted pressure that anticipates predator learning and exploits weaknesses. Coyotes, raccoons, dogs, mongoose, and foxes all respond differently, but each is predictable if you study carefully. The difference between success and loss is observation, timing, and relentless adaptation. You step back. You review the perimeter. Everything has been adjusted. Patrols have rotated. Lights and sounds have shifted. Feed and water are secure. Paths of least resistance have been blocked. You wait, knowing tonight will test the system. The predators will come, you will know where and how, and the pressure will be ready. This is the point where patience meets knowledge. Mistakes now are costly. Success here shapes the next encounter. Every choice from this point defines whether loss becomes an accident or a lesson, and whether the system holds or collapses under pressure. Chapter 3. Control, Recovery, and Reset. The first strike of the week is behind you. You know what happened, where it happened, and what worked and failed in your defenses. Now comes the hardest part. Control is not just about stopping predators. It is about maintaining dominance, recovering losses, and resetting systems so that failure does not repeat. Every step must be deliberate, calculated, and unflinching. There is no room for panic. You start with assessment. Stock, feed, water, and infrastructure must be accounted for immediately. Which animals survived unharmed? Which were stressed or injured? Which feed or resources were lost or contaminated? You document everything. Accuracy matters. Incomplete knowledge leads to repeated mistakes. There is no assumption, only observation, measurement, and documentation. Next is the legal and ethical framework. Control measures must respect regional laws. In the Caribbean, mongoose management has strict regulations. Trapping or removal requires permits. Lethal control is only a last resort. Dogs or feral can be dealt with according to local authority. Coyotes and foxes are protected differently depending on jurisdiction. You do not operate outside the law. Knowledge of what is legal and what is not defines what tools you can bring to the fight. You evaluate the system's performance. Which layers held? Which failed? Did lights deter or were they ignored? Did guard animals patrol effectively or were routines predictable? Did fencing survive repeated testing? Did deterrence rotate properly? You must answer these questions honestly. Overestimating the system is worse than failure itself. Next comes reset. You replace or repair everything that failed. Posts straightened, wires tightened, latches reinforced, gates checked. Every weak point is addressed. You do not guess. You do not patch temporarily. You rebuild to standards that the predator cannot defeat at first test. Confidence in your barriers is psychological as well as physical. Behavioral pressure is recalibrated. Lights, sounds, and patrols rotate differently from before. Paths that were predictable are now altered. Feed and water points are moved, secured, or hidden. You shift timing. You force predators to reassess your defenses. If patterns are unchanged, you have taught them what to exploit. Change is not optional. It is essential. You attend to stock recovery. Injured animals receive care. Stress is reduced through separation from risk areas. Feed is restored. Habitats are reorganized for safety. You balance recovery with continued vigilance. Stock that sees predators and losses without adjustment will panic and weaken your system psychologically. Calm is part of control. Observation continues. Even after repairs, predators watch and learn. Tracks, scat, scratch marks, and disturbed bedding all tell you how effective your reset was. You read every sign. One repeated drag of feed indicates a gap. A paw print near a corner shows probing behavior. You do not ignore it. You adjust again. Pressure is constant. Long-term balance requires routine auditing. You cannot assume a system that worked yesterday works today or next month. Seasonal pressures, breeding cycles, and environmental changes all affect predator behavior. Coyotes patrol more aggressively in winter. Raccoons are hungrier after drought. Dogs learn neighborhood routines. Mongoose in the Caribbean adapt to human presence differently during rainy or dry periods. Foxes expand territory after repeated failures. Each species brings unique long-term challenges. Psychology is key. You remain calm. Every misstep, panic, or overreaction teaches predators. You cannot let frustration dictate response. Controlled, measured, and decisive actions maintain authority. Every predator senses hesitation and exploits it. Confidence is built through consistent, correct, and visible pressure. Documentation of lessons learned is mandatory. Maps, logs, and records from identification, pressure, and reset stages are updated. Which layers were successful? Which failed? How did timing and rotation influence predator behavior? What environmental factors altered the outcome? The answers guide future adjustments and prevent repeating costly mistakes. Knowledge is as lethal as fences or dogs. You review species-specific notes. Coyotes must be discouraged through variable barriers and random human presence. Raccoons require constant hardware integrity. Dogs respond to boundaries, presence, and patrol reinforcement. Mongoose require daytime counterpressure. Foxes need altered paths and obscured edges. Each adjustment is targeted. Broad strokes will fail. Precision is required. Control measures escalate only if necessary. Lethal or removal action is a last resort. The goal is behavioral dominance, not destruction. Legal pathways are followed rigorously. Permits checked, authorities notified where required. Missteps here are irreversible and costly. You never operate outside what is allowed. Responsibility is part of control. After reset, monitoring continues. Patrols follow rotated routes. Lights and alarms operate unpredictably. Guard animals patrol without predictable timing. Feed and water remain secured. Observation points are active. You do not assume the predator will give up. You assume they will return stronger, smarter, and bolder. The system must outthink them every day. Post-incident reflection is part of recovery. Every loss is analyzed without emotional interference. What triggered it? What gaps allowed entry? Which species was responsible? Were timing windows accurately assessed? Did rotation and pressure work as intended? Did human routines expose vulnerabilities? Reflection identifies failure points without creating new ones. Resetting human behavior is equally important. Feeding schedules, presence, and movement must be unpredictable. You cannot inadvertently teach predators patterns. Even small habits, opening gates, walking the same route, checking the same corner at the same time, create soft spots. Discipline in human routines is as critical as physical defenses. You implement layered checks. Daily inspections, weekly audits, and monthly reviews are scheduled. Each layer, physical, behavioral, and observational, is verified. Every weak point repaired. Every routine rotated. Redundancy prevents a single failure from causing catastrophe. Predators exploit simplicity. Complexity protects your system. Recovery also includes stock resilience. Animals are moved away from breached areas. High-risk groups are separated. Stress indicators, behavioral changes, aggression, loss of appetite are addressed. You restore confidence to the herd, flock, or pen. Predators sense fear. Calm and stability reduce vulnerability. Long-term predator management becomes a cycle. Observe, pressure, reset, recover, repeat. Coyotes, raccoons, dogs, mongoose, and foxes all require unique attention, but the method is the same. Each failure is an opportunity to tighten the system. Each success reinforces dominance. Every choice matters. Finally, you consider the psychological edge. Predators must never feel easy access. A single gap teaches them. Every layer is a lesson. Every rotation is a demonstration of vigilance. You maintain the upper hand not through force alone, but through foresight, adjustment, and relentless observation. The system adapts faster than the predator adapts. By the end of the month, you know the landscape. You know the patterns. You have reset both infrastructure and routines. Stock is secure. Feed is protected. Predators are forced to second guess. You did not eliminate the threat. You controlled it. You outthought it. You turned failure into a system that anticipates, withstands, and responds. Control, recovery, and reset are inseparable. One without the others fails. Observation without action is useless. Action without measurement is wasted. Pressure without consistency invites failure. Recovery without reflection ensures repeated loss. Reset without adaptation teaches predators your routines. Together, they create dominance. You walk the perimeter at dusk. Nothing moves. Feed untouched. Paths undisturbed. Tracks show testing, but no commitment. The predators are out there watching, probing. They have learned. So have you. The system is ready. Failures have been corrected. Pressure is constant. Control is maintained. The difference between loss and security is knowledge, preparation, and execution. Tomorrow, they may try again. You are ready. The predators will return. But this time, they encounter a system that adapts faster than they can learn. Every choice, every layer, every rotation has been calibrated. The night is quiet now. Tomorrow, it will not be easy, but it will be controlled.